Detective is brought to you by CrimeFeed.com. You crave a good mystery, and CrimeFeed.com is your 24/7 source for getting your fix. From criminals behaving badly to the most absurd crimes of our time, CrimeFeed brings you the real story. CrimeFeed.com. Due to the graphic nature of the content, Detective may not be suitable for all audiences.
We made an arrest, a really violent arrest. We blew a door off with explosives and we had stun grenades and the whole thing after a genuine bad guy. He's screaming at us, "I'm going to kill all you sons of bitches." And we got him on the ground and we're cuffing him. And there's this little kid standing in the staircase. He's shaking uncontrollably and he's wet his pants.
If you listened to the first episode, you know that on this season of Detective, we're talking to retired homicide detective Lieutenant Joe Kenda. During his 23-year career in Colorado Springs, he solved 356 homicides. I'm Garnsey Sloan for Investigation Discovery, and this is Detective, true stories from behind the yellow tape, the ones you don't hear on TV. On this episode, Lieutenant Kenda talks about his toughest cases, those involving innocent children.
And I said, "Come here, baby. Nobody's going to hurt you. Nobody's going to hurt you." And he put his arms around me. And he hugged me as strong as an adult would. And it's just one of those moments. After that arrest, I went out to my car, and I'm sitting there just staring at the steering wheel of the car. And I'm, you know, we go through all this, right? You do it all the time. And he's just like, "You're trying to come down." My radio call sign at that time was 1X-Ray 1, because I was the boss of major crimes. So 1 meant citywide, X-Ray meant detective, 1 means the boss, right? So 1X-Ray 1, that's me. There's a dispatcher on the radio, 1X-Ray 1. And I don't answer. I'm too emotional to answer. And now she's pissed. And you can hear it in her voice. 1X-Ray 1. Like, "Why aren't you answering your radio?" So you pick up the mic. "Go ahead. Can you respond to a dead body at this address?" "Sure." Hang up the mic. Let's go to work. That's what it can be like.
People are always asking Lieutenant Kenda about his toughest case. In 23 years, he's seen a share of violent crime. But the cases involving children have stayed with him all these years.
My immediate gut reaction answer is all of them. The hardest cases for me were children. I hated that. I have kids. There's nothing more innocent than a child. There isn't. Humans are capable of things that don't occur anywhere in Mother Nature. Only humans do things like that. Animals kill for need. Humans kill for pleasure. That's why they're so dangerous. The reality of murder is for no reason at all. No reason. You made me mad. My emotions have overcome my judgment. Most murders are a crime of the moment. Example, I go to a trailer park. They say multiple homicide. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, kids are getting out of school, school buses are everywhere. The neighbors are all out and about because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a summer day. Everybody's out. Uniformed cop is standing on the front porch of a house trailer in a dilapidated trailer park in the worst part of town. He sees me get out of the car and he holds up 3 fingers, 3 victims. So I walk up there and he says, "Yeah, in here." So I walk in. Sitting on the floor in the kitchen is a female wearing shorts and a halter top. She has multiple gunshot wounds to the chest and 1 in the face. On the floor beside her is a male with a single gunshot wound to the head. Pressure contact, gun still close to his hand, not in his hand, but close to his hand. So I look at the cop and I said, "You said 3. He said, "Oh, it's in the back bedroom." "Okay." He said, "It's a kid." And I'd been a cop a long time, and I just got that sick feeling. I didn't want to go down that hallway, but I went. There's a 5-year-old boy. He's wearing his Mickey Mouse pajamas. He's in a bed. He's got his stuffed animal up to his chest. And he has 4 contact gunshot wounds to the head. What could you possibly say or do at age 5 to warrant a violent death? Nothing. Nothing. His own father did that to him. Wrote the usual rambling note. He can't go on. Oh, life is so hard. Quotes the Bible. Quotes he's going to take everybody to heaven with him. You think it's the same guy who writes all these notes. They all say the same thing. They even often say who not to invite to the funeral because they're particularly annoyed with somebody in the family. What a mess. You know, I saw that kid, and I still do, in those Mickey Mouse pajamas. So what's the toughest case? Children? Toughest one? All? Most bizarre? All? Having seen all of it, the worst? Every one of them. The absolute worst? Everyone involving a child.
Lieutenant Kenda always talks about this story of familicide, and I ask him why. Why does this particular case still haunt him?
The pajamas. My son had a pair of those.
Lieutenant Kenda isn't always forthcoming about his emotions. This was a rare moment for him. Here he explains how a career as a detective can lead to a lifetime of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and how memories come back to haunt him at the moments he least expects.
You build up armor around your emotions. You build up an armor shield around your heart that's made out of railroad steel. You have to. You can't react, but there are on occasion something goes through that armored shield like an armor-piercing bullet, and it just blows out of you. I mean, it's so bizarre. That's why the PTSD, the post-traumatic stress disorder thing, the best way to describe it, you're having a nightmare, but you're awake. You're awake, and you're in it. And you can smell it, and you can feel it, and you're in the moment. I was watching the news one night, evening news, national news, a very nice little piece about this officer in Rochester, New York, who taught kids how to read after school. It was a passion of hers. Little kids who didn't read well or didn't do well in school. She had this class where she'd teach them how to read. She's got this little kid. He's sitting there and he's reading a book. The camera cuts to that little kid and I got hit with a bolt of lightning. And I got up and I walked out of the room. And my wife said, "What's the matter?" I said, "Nothing, nothing." That was a kid I saw in a traumatic event. It could have been his twin brother. It obviously wasn't his twin brother. But that visual of that kid keyed that moment to me. There's just something about it that just struck me. I didn't have very often, but when it did, it was all the emotions coming through that one single wound that I had never expressed for years.
Detective is produced by Investigation Discovery, with special thanks to Kevin Bennett, Amy Angelowitz, and Emily Kaiser. Many thanks to the best audio engineer in the business, the mighty Joe Powers. Original music was composed by the talented Chris Kennedy. Cover art was designed by Anand Galat. Sign up now at iTunes to get new episodes of Detective on your feed. And join me, Garnsey Sloan, for an all-new episode coming in 2 weeks. And for more stories from Lieutenant Kenda, watch Homicide Hunter, Tuesdays at 10, 9 central on Investigation Discovery. Next time on Detective.
Murders are simple, people are simple, and as a result of that, there's only 3 motives for murder: money, sex, or revenge.